A new audit finds that the finances of Metro Nashville schools were not as unusual last year as some critics feared. Officials requested an investigation into the district's travel expenses, the salaries of central office staff, and overall adherence to budget constraints. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
A budget shortfall this year bothered board members, who demanded to know if warning signs were missed and whether spending had ballooned under schools director Sean Joseph. But auditors found that overall spending wasn't unusually far off from what was budgeted, and travel costs, a particular area of concern, were down. Salaries in the central office are up more than $3 million under Joseph, but school board chairwoman Anna Shepard says district headquarters may be understaffed and overworked. She found the audit mostly reassuring.
I was happy to see that there was nothing egregious, you know, nothing criminal. I didn't think that there would be, but the best way to allay suspicions and fears is to shine a light on something.
Shepard will look closer at the district's contracts with vendors, some of which are costing millions more now. The audit couldn't reach a verdict on one key question, whether leaders could have realized sooner that enrollment and state funding were dipping, ultimately off more than 2%. For its part, the district says it plans to act on two formal recommendations. Both deal with how it tracks central office spending. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.